أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وزكريا إذ نادى ربه رب لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين فاستجبنا له ووهبنا له يحيى وأصلحنا له زوجا إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين والتي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيها من روحنا وجعلناها وابنها آية للعالمين إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون وتقطعوا أمرهم بينهم كل إلينا راجعون صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam, when he made the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat said, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to his call and his dua. Before that, we discussed Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam, when he called upon Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also responded to his call. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another great Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remember Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam, idh nada rabbah, at the time when he called upon his Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi la tadharni farda, O Allah, do not leave me alone, wa anta khairul warithin, and you are the best of inheritors. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks very briefly about this Nabi Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam and his dua. In Surah Maryam we discussed Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam had also reached the very old ripe age, and Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam had no offspring. Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanting children. And the very, very important thing there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about is يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبُ. Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam wanted children not for any other reason, but so that he could continue the legacy of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That some son that could come and continue this work that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam, inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also making the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Thereafter, Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam says, wa anta khairul warithin, O Allah, you are the best of inheritors, that if you grant me the son, then obviously that son can continue this work. And Allah Rabbul Izzat says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ, we had responded to his call, we heard his prayer and we responded. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَا, and then we granted to him Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam. At that time his wife was old, she was barren, she was beyond the age of giving birth to any child, of conceiving, etc. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when he made this call to Allah, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did so, wa aslahna lahu zawja, and we had cured for him his wife. In other words, from that sterile age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought her back into an age in which she was able to fertilize. Not necessarily the age went down, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the condition of her body, and now she was able to conceive and give birth to this child, Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some noble qualities of this group of people, Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam, his wife, and also his son, Hazrat Yahya. Innahum kanu yusari'una fil khairat. They were people who had hastened towards khairat, towards doing good, towards virtue. In that, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded, they went forth. They persevered in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to acquire the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us the command in the Qur'an al-Kareem also, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. If there is any competition in Islam that is valid, that is the competition of hastening towards deeds, a'mal that are acceptable to Allah and that earns the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another sterling quality that they called upon us. In other words, they made dua to us. When they made dua to us, two conditions. Raghaban wa rahaba. They made dua in hope. Hope of the mercy of Allah. Hope of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wa rahaba. Secondly, they feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Feared earning the displeasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is how we should have our iman also, like in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that our iman is between hope of the mercy of Allah and fear of the azab and the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they were struck with awe for us. In other words, they had that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed this quality of khashiyat on various occasions. It comes with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and honor and respect for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah granted him the son Hazrat Yahya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa aslahna lahu zawja, that we cured his wife. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the miraculous birth of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his mother. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows his qudrat. No male intervention, there was no need to change the womb of Hazrat Maryam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought his qudrat into being, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the world his great qudrat. Allah says, وَالَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا. And that woman that guarded and safeguarded her chastity, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam, فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ رُوحِنَا. We blew into her our ruh. Again, we discussed this in Surah Maryam in detail. Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَاهَا وَبَنَهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we made her and her son a sign for the people of this world, that this great qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, without any male intervention whatsoever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the birth of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Now for many, many ayats we had been discussing the various Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, beginning from Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam, going on to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, very briefly mentioning Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, Hazrat Ishaq, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Hazrat Dawood, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Hazrat Ayyub and Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, in between Hazrat Ismail and Idris alayhi salatu wassalam. And now after mentioning these Nabis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna hadihi ummatukum ummatan wahida. Certainly this group of yours is one group. O ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O reciter of the Qur'an Kareem, you had seen throughout, all of them were obedient servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them believed in the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. And I am your Rabb, so worship me. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the very basic fundamental. From Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, right up to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam's deen was one deen, insofar as the fundamental of the deen was concerned, and that is tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other aspects of akhirat, etc. But as far as the subsidiaries of the deen was concerned, there may have been a little difference, but as far as the tawheed of Allah Rabbul Izzat is concerned, that was one. But what happened to mankind? Allah says, وَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ. Man began to split up in their matter between themselves. And then his man created shirk, and man disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and began to worship idols, etc. كُلٌّ إِلَيْنَا رَاجِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all shall return to us. That is Allah Rabbul Izzat, for the hisab and the kitab on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.